This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's been 14 years since the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. One reporter recounts her time covering the ensuing trials of Massey Energy Management.
It was hard to sit through emotional testimony with family members in the audience with you.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. Governor Jim Justice has amended a state of emergency declaration from Tuesday. Jack Walker has more.
Justice has issued a state of emergency for Barber, Brooke, Hancock, Marshall, Ohio, Wetzel, and Wood counties. The state of emergency was announced in response to severe storms earlier this week, which caused flooding and took down trees and power lines. An initial declaration was made for southern West Virginia on Tuesday. New counties added to the declaration will now be open to additional emergency response resources. Additionally, Justice issued a state of preparedness for all 55 counties on Tuesday. This is a step down from a state of emergency, but still encourages residents to stay vigilant. As of Thursday afternoon, the state of preparedness remained in effect for all counties. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down Tuesday in Fayette County. Curtis Tate has more.
Preliminary damage assessments indicate an EF2 tornado with wind speeds up to 130 miles per hour touched down in the HICO area during Tuesday's severe weather. John Peck, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Charleston, explains how the tornado's strength is calculated.
You know, structures, depending on how the structure is built, what the structure is made of, tree damage, things like that. Generating estimated wind speeds off the degree of damage to those indicators.
No fatalities have been reported statewide from Tuesday's storms. The deadliest tornado in state history occurred in Shinston on June 23, 1944. It killed 103 people and clocked wind speeds of 206 miles per hour. Today, it would be categorized as an EF5, the strongest possible tornado. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
The Upper Big Branch mining disaster, which caused the death of 29 miners, happened 14 years ago today. Ashton Morrow worked for WVPB and covered the trial of Don Blankenship, CEO of the company that owned the mine. She sat down with Brianna Heaney to talk about what it was like being a reporter covering the trial.
Many years ago, you were a reporter covering the trials that precipitated from the Upper Big Branch mine explosion. Those court proceedings sought to hold management of the mine accountable, namely the Blankenship trial. What is it like looking back on that time in history and in your career?
Yeah, so the Blankenship trial was, I think, in the newsroom we knew, and, you know, in public broadcasting in general, we knew that it was going to be a really important story for us to cover. And so I was very lucky at the time that our executive director at the time, our news director at the time, kind of agreed to this idea that I had to let me be there every single day. And I think going into it, maybe they didn't kind of realize what every day was going to be. But it ultimately ended up being 16 weeks that I sat in that courtroom from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. With members of the media from other parts of the state as well, from Charleston and Beckley and other parts of southern West Virginia who were covering it.
Yeah, what was it like for 16 weeks listening to such an emotional trial?
It was hard. It was really hard. And I think that any court reporter who does that full time will tell you that there are lots of different things that make it hard. There are days that are difficult because they are so emotionally hard. We heard from family members. We heard from friends about the loss of their loved ones. Those were incredibly difficult days where, you know, as a journalist, you want, it's impossible for us to be totally objective, right? It's just we're human beings, and that's how it goes sometimes. It was hard to sit through emotional testimony. It was hard to sit through emotional testimony with family members in the audience with you. There were several sisters and parents that were there every single day, sitting right next to us, that we got to know fairly well. And so those were emotionally difficult days. And then it was hard just because it was like a marathon. It was a marathon to figure out how to consistently cover, especially as a radio and television reporter, how to consistently cover a story in a way that was compelling, where I was not allowed to have anything in the courtroom but a pen and a piece of paper. I couldn't have my phone. I couldn't record audio. I couldn't record video. We couldn't take photos. And so there's this layer of complexity of all we have is my voice. All we have is my memory of the day's happenings. And how do we keep people in West Virginia, how do we make sure that they understand the importance and the emotional salience of this story when all they have is me and my voice?
I assume that you met and talked to those family members.
Yeah, there were a pair of sisters that were there every single day. At that point, I didn't feel like I could be impartial. The emotion of and the trauma of losing a loved one in that way, I don't think that we as journalists can disregard that and kind of glaze over that in an effort to seem like we are impartial and fair and separated from our stories. I think we have to recognize the trauma that these people experienced. Getting to spend that time with them and see them there every single day was just this reminder that these are real people. It's their real lives. It has real impact. And it was a great reminder for me that why I'm doing this work. I did that work because I wanted the people of West Virginia to know and understand the impact of that story.
That was Ashton Mara speaking with reporter Brianna Heaney. Mara is now a professor of journalism at West Virginia University. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Flood warning continues along the Ohio River. Winter storm warning is in effect through tonight in the eastern mountains. Today, breezy, scattered rain, freezing rain and snow with highs in the 30s and 40s. Support for WVPB is provided by Marshall Health, providing comprehensive primary and specialty care throughout southern West Virginia and the tri-state region. More at marshallhealth.org. And by the law firm of K. Casto and Cheney, with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, and Martinsburg, Robert R. Rodecker, responsible attorney. On this week's premiere broadcast of Mountain Stage, host Kathy Matea welcomes four-time Grammy winner Sarah Jarosz, bluegrass master Tim O'Brien and his all-star band, Irish folk singer-songwriter Karen Casey and her trio, father-daughter duo Dirk and Amelia Powell, and New Orleans premier sousaphone, washboard, and guitar trio, the Tin Men. Our song of the week comes to us from Sarah Jarosz, the singer-songwriter who has grown from instrumental prodigy to fully realized artist. We listened to her performance of Good at What I Do, which recently reached number one on the Americana radio charts.
Good at how I love. Can you feel it in these second chances, walk through the hardest part.
Sarah Jarosz performing Good at What I Do on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Randy Yowie. Chris Schultz produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.